We're talking today with the National Advisor of the FFA organization, Dr. Steve Brown. Steve, let's talk a little bit about maybe, first of all, your involvement here at the Oklahoma FFA Convention. You've come several times down through the years to Oklahoma, to our meeting. What do you do when you come out to these type of events at the state level?
Well, it's a great opportunity for me to meet students, to meet FFA members, to meet advisors, and really get a pulse or a sign of what things we're doing well and what things we can do better. And so it's really an opportunity for me to visit with the membership and visit with the teachers, visit with the state staff, and even some of our great sponsors and donors, and make sure that we're trying to do the right things for the program.
One of the things, I know you do a lot of meetings, and you've done here at this event, a roundtable of students interacting with them directly. What was on the mind of the students as you talked with them yesterday?
You know, it was a great, and I don't get the opportunity to do the roundtable very often. I was glad that here in Oklahoma they scheduled that. The students focused a little more on agricultural issues and FFA issues, and I wouldn't say issues, but topics. But they were very interested in things of agriculture. How do we make sure that we produce enough food and fiber for the next generations? How do we modify our program or our instructional program to make sure that students have the right background and information? And how do we stay ahead on technology as it's rapidly changing?
You obviously, in your role, you get to be kind of a representative for the organization as you interact with a lot of national education leaders. And I know there's a lot of emphasis these days on STEM, on various educational initiatives that, for somebody maybe not well aware of the advantages of ag education, they like to leave ag ed maybe out in some cases. How do you make sure that our FFA, our ag education, stays a part of the mix?
Well, I think just by offering good programming, and we have things that really do that. One of the examples is we call it the Curriculum for Agricultural Science Education, CASE, and it's a STEM-based instructional program that teachers have the opportunity to go through training. They have to go through training in order to deliver that. That's one option. Students are well aware of the need for STEM, and one of the things they do here in Oklahoma I was impressed with is their state degree recipients, some of them are recognized for their academic achievement, which I'm sure includes some STEM instruction and is a part of that.
Right. You know, you think about today's ag education. It's evolved, obviously, a great deal, just as the agricultural industry that is trying to serve has evolved so much. What's the difference between ag education today and, say, when you first got involved?
Good question. And, well, I think a lot of us know that agriculture is changing. One of the things during the roundtable, they asked me about one of the changes like that, and I said, well, think of the mole board plow. I mean, it's not that it's not but it's not used very much. We don't use that as a tool now. Mm-hmm. And as far as tillage, we use other methods. And so that's one of the things we discussed with that group is how do we implement or how do we look at the technology so that we, if we're growing crops, that you have the right amount of moisture, the right amount of nutrients, at the right place, at the right time. And so looking at those kind of aspects. And so that's what we have to do. And the changes have been, they're going to continue. I don't think they're going, you know, that's, if you look at history, change has continued, you know, to make a difference in our way of life and as way and in agriculture. You know, a couple of years ago at our NASS convention when we saw a driverless tractor, you know, we're going to see things like that continue.
You mentioned the convention. Obviously, that's one of those show places that FFA members flock to. But you've got a lot of supporters of FFA that point to that as well as one of the reasons that they are so enthusiastic about the organization. That's been an amazing evolution since the days of leaving Kansas City and bouncing between Louisville and Indianapolis. The growth has been incredible.
It has, and it's exciting to see that growth. In fact, this year we will be moving the convention sessions to Lucas Oil Stadium, which can seat a lot more people. Wow. Just because to accommodate a larger crowd and some scheduling there in Indianapolis. But we're looking at how can we make accommodate the masses, the students who want to be there.
The obviously growth in the convention has been kind of paralleling the growth in the organization itself. What's the secret sauce of, you know, the continued membership gains?
I don't know if there's a secret sauce, but I think the main thing is that we offer opportunity for students, and we engage those students and look for opportunity to engage all students, not just those that are highly energetic and that type of thing, but make sure that we engage all students in the program in a meaningful way with a purpose so that they learn something and go home with something of value.
In recent years, we've seen a lot of growth outside of traditional rural areas. In other words, those chapters are important as a big, you know, ground, I guess, a real base for FFA. But more and more, you've got chapters in some unexpected places in major metropolitan areas of our country.
Well, all of us eat. So it's important that we have a population and that understands the agriculture and understands where their food comes from. And even when we think about the technology today, our students, people are more and more connected. And so having that technology available also helps them to understand agriculture, and we must use that as a system to help people understand this is where their food comes from, here's how it's produced, and so that they're better consumers.
I know that as you look at the future down the road, you're always obviously having to try to stay ahead of that curve of what's going on within the industry, within ag education. So where is FFA going for these next, say, 10 to 15 years or so?
That was almost one of the exact questions I had yesterday from those students. I don't know if I have the magic about that, but I really believe that FFA is looking to try to keep ahead of the technology, number one. I think to equip students with the skills that are transferable. And when they asked me the question yesterday, I talked with them a little about helping students to learn how to think and be able to apply that process in different situations, inside or outside of agriculture, because that's real key. Help them to be able to problem solve, how to work as a team, help them to communicate. Those will all help serve them as we look to the future.
I guess those type of traits, those type of skills, abilities, that's why we've got so many great sponsors of FFA, because they're interested in these young people.
Well, that's what they tell us, and they seem to be, and there's a good demand, and agriculture, employment opportunities for the future, and even now, we're short agricultural workers. There's a tremendous need. So I think students recognize that if I can get into the agriculture in some phase that is of my interest, that there is a job opportunity for me for the future. And so I think students recognize that, and that helps to grow the program also.
Steve, when you think of FFA today, there's so many opportunities. Obviously, the traditional production agriculture conversation, the leadership opportunities, agri-science has just been exploding as far as its popularity and interest. What does FFA really mean to you as the advisor?
Wow, what a question. Well, I think it means hope. Hope for the future, because we have we hear a lot of negative, but we don't also emphasize the positive, and we have a lot of great young people who are willing to step up and do the things necessary and willing to participate and be a part of an advancing society. And so I think that's my vision, I guess, or what I think about FFA, is they provide hope that leaves a legacy for the future.
Mm-hmm.